now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Well, good day, America, and welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Cindy Roberto out on the West Coast, and you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. They get to hear their names mentioned every now and then, mostly then, not so much now, because what we are about here on the Spano and Black Attack is radio on the go. It's about the devices. It's about the platforms. It's about the websites. It's about you and how you can listen to this show and the network, and Joe likes to explain it to you.
I do, Bob, and I do it each and every day at the top of each and every hour. We explain the myriad of ways you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with you on the go. And it starts with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre, be it your favorite sport or form of entertainment. That's all. It's all there and more on sportsbyline.com. iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of. Probably a few you can't, be they Apple, be they Android, be they PC. Or even just go to iHeartRadio.com. Wealth of on-demand content from the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. That's all on iHeartRadio. TuneIn Radio, very much the same thing. A very versatile app that you can download to any device you can think of. A wealth of on-demand content from the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. That's all on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and, of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network each and every day.
A relationship we're quite proud of, and if it gives you a little bit of taste of home, no matter where you are, we're happy to be a part of it.
Well, Bob, on the other side, we'll set the table for a huge Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack and then start knocking things down. That's all next, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Smash us together. We're the Spano and Black Attack. You're checking us out on Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We'll kick it off right after this very short timeout.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with your latest concrete construction tip from SACCRETE. When water seeps into small cracks of concrete during the winter months, it freezes and expands, causing the cracks to get larger. With the weather getting warmer, you might find yourself facing worn or damaged concrete due to this freeze-thaw cycle. It's vital to fill cracks before water causes further damage. SACCRETE offers a complete line of easy-to-use products for filling cracks, patch and repair, and resurfacing. And now here's a message from SACCRETE.
Whether you're building a block wall, laying a slab, or putting up a basketball goal, concrete's going to be part of the mix. And with SACCRETE, you've got a great assist. For 80 years, SACCRETE's been the top choice of both pros and DIYers for concrete and concrete-related products, offering higher quality, lower maintenance, and rock-solid durability. Your goal is to get the job done right, and your best shot is with SACCRETE. Find SACCRETE products at your local hardware dealer or visit SACCRETE.com to learn more.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's what I pray for every night.
Well, indeed we do. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, Peter Gabriel bringing us back to the Attack. And we got a heck of a show in front of us here, my friend.
We sure do, Bob. Huge show on tap for you today. We've got all kinds of breaking news and stories that we're going to dive into. Everything from the big trade that was consummated between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Cleveland Browns. And we'll talk about the impact for both sides during this hour and during this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Also, Josh Norman, cornerback extraordinaire, hitting the free agent market at this late juncture. We'll talk about that. And we've got some interviews along the way as well. 25 after this hour, you know, we'll take a break from talking about that Eagles and Browns trade, and we'll be joined by Tony Stewart, NASCAR driver extraordinaire and the head man, or one of the head men at Stewart Haas Racing, and we'll talk to him about a bunch of things related to the racing team, his return to the track, and everything else. That's at 8:25 a.m. Eastern time, 25 after this hour. Then at 9:25 a.m. Eastern time, 25 after the next hour, Zach Berman from the Philly Media Group will join us, and we'll get his take on the trade between the Eagles and the Browns. We'll look at it from an Eagles perspective, and we'll get some insight into what the fans of the Philadelphia Eagles are feeling. So all that and more coming up on this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. If time permits, at the very back end, we'll recap all the NBA action from last night in a rapid-fire fashion and take a quick look ahead to tonight's action as well.
Yep, just going to show you that sports is always a 24/7 business.
Righto, but let's start with the big trade between the Eagles and the Browns that will have a drastic effect perhaps on the future of both of these franchises and a major effect on this upcoming 2016 NFL draft as well. Well, the long and short of it is the Eagles trade up to number 2. They move up from number 8. And in exchange for going from number 8 to number 2 in this upcoming draft, they give up a host of picks. The Eagles get the number 2 overall pick and a 2017 fourth round pick. The Browns get number 8 overall pick, a third round pick, number 77 overall in this draft, fourth round pick, number 100 in this year's draft, a 2017 first round pick, and a 2018 second round pick. That's the numbers on the deal. And obviously for the Eagles, the desire is to move up and get their man, the quarterback of the future for this franchise. That man more than likely will be Carson Wentz, as it appears that the Los Angeles Rams with the number 1 overall pick are enamored with Jared Goff, and that's the direction that they're going. So the Eagles, as a result, will get their man as they're enamored with Carson Wentz, and they'll take him at number 2 overall. And a couple of years down the line, or maybe sooner, he'll be the starting quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles, for better or worse.
Yep, and it's interesting, Joe, because it they better hope that L.A.'s not throwing up a smokescreen if they truly want Carson Wentz. And that's the risk in this deal, aside from the obvious of they just gave up so much, is if they're targeting one specific guy and it appears to be Wentz, they better hope that the Rams don't have a change of heart and go, never mind. That's the guy we want, because there's no wiggle room in this. And this is Man, what a situation this is in Philadelphia. Sam Bradford knows he's out the door. Chase Daniel, I guess, is the most secure guy on the planet. He's going to be wearing a hat and holding the clipboard in Philly pretty much as long as he wants, as one of the highest paid backups in the National Football League. I don't get the deal. I don't like the deal. I think they gave up way too much. And the big winner in this, as far as I'm concerned, is Cleveland, and more specifically, RG3. Mm-hmm. Here's a guy that has an opportunity to completely redeem his career and reinvent it. And he's in with one of the best offensive minds that there is in Hugh Jackson and a coach that's capable of coaching up quarterbacks. And it's no risk for Cleveland. They acquired a whole bunch of picks. They're talent bereft anyway, and they're going to be a bad football team anyway next year. So they find out whether or not they have a long-term quarterback in RG3. And if not, they'll be bad again next year. They'll get another one.
Exactly right. They'll have their own draft pick, and they'll have the Eagles draft pick, and they'll be able to draft a quarterback next year if they pass, since they passed on one this year. That said, I agree with a lot of what you said. Now, the one part of it I'm not sure I agree with, I think Carson Wentz is their man, but from everything I've heard, they value both guys. They see both pretty even, and if the Rams were to take Wentz, they'd be fine and take Goff, and they'd think they'd have their quarterback of the future. That said, everything I'm hearing, and again, smoke screens are everywhere. It's the draft. They're only lying when they move their lips. That said, all indications are the Rams want Goff. He's more game ready now, and he's more ready to help you now. So that would leave Carson Wentz to the Eagles, and they would be incredibly pleased to get Carson Wentz as they see him as the franchise quarterback of their future. Okay. You know, obviously, when you're trading to get a franchise quarterback, there's always risk involved, and you have to pay a premium. But I'm with you. I think the Eagles paid a bit too heavy of a price to move from 8-2. Looks to me like they paid a heavier price than the Rams did in many ways to move from 15-1. You know, and if you evaluate this and you take those draft trade value chart that Jimmy Johnson invented.
Right.
Literally, what the Eagles got back and what they gave up this year was a dead heat and dead even. And that's before the Browns get those two picks in subsequent years. So when you kind of look at this trade, while it looks like the Eagles paid an extremely heavy price to go from 8-2, and maybe a little bit too heavy in that, yes, you may be getting your quarterback of the future, and if it works out, it's worth it. However, you have already invested heavily at the quarterback position in Sam Bradford and in Chase Daniels to a lesser degree, and you also have issues all over the football field as far as talent. So if you went out and spent this money on Sam Bradford, and you spent this money on Chase Daniel, wouldn't you be wiser to perhaps take these draft picks that you have and try and get some talent around the football field? It'd be one thing if you hadn't committed to Bradford the dollars and length of time that you did. Because once you spend that money on him and sign him and sign Chase Daniel, now you look like you're in a position to try and win now. Well, if you're going to try and win now, you better go out and draft some pieces and right. acquire some talent to put on the football field around Sam Bradford. Well, by moving up and going to get your quarterback of the future, and Howie Roseman has conceded that this deal is not for this year, you've basically cut the legs off of Sam Bradford, and basically you've said, okay, well, you're going to be here for a couple of years while we coach this young kid up, who played at a smaller level of competition and didn't start a ton in college. And it's going to be a bit of a project in getting him ready to be a quality NFL starter. So you and Chase are going to stay here for 2 years and run this thing that is bereft of talent. You're not going to have much success. And then when Carson Wentz is ready, we're going to cut you. you know, a bit of a strange approach. If you kind of had it in your mind that you were going to go up and get one of these quarterbacks, why commit to Sam Bradford and have a Sam Bradford era in Philadelphia, knowing that it's not going to meet with much success and you're spending money and wasting money when you could have acquired talent in other places around the field that might have been ready when Carson Wentz was ready? The trade's a little strange. I think they paid too much, and the game plan, as it were, seems a bit disjointed to me.
Well, it does. We've got about a minute left before we have to step away, but I want to address one thing you talked about, and then after Tony Stewart, we'll pick it up. And that's the fact I think the Eagles are committed to Sam Bradford the same way the Rams were committed to Case Keenum. If they get the right offer from the right team, I think he's out the door. And
well, they're not going to get any offer at that price, and they're guaranteed a bunch of money, so they are committed to him for a period of time. Otherwise, they're going to eat a whole bunch of money.
And if some GM is dumb enough to do it,
he ain't
They jump on that in a heartbeat. He'd be gone. You know, he's going to be cannon fodder. And the other aspect of it, as we get up against it here, is you can't say that this team has a whole bunch of talent on it. And I've been reading articles all over the place that it does. Wrong. We're out of here.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
It's our pleasure to welcome to the attack Tony Stewart, legendary race car driver, head of Stewart Haas Racing, and he comes to the attack. I'm Bob Black. He's Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us, Tony.
Thanks for having us.
anytime. Let's jump right into it. The 2016 NASCAR Race to Green Initiative. You're working with NASCAR and ExxonMobil. Let's talk to the fans about that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's, this weekend is a big weekend for NASCAR on the Going Green Initiative. And, you know, Mobile One was one of the first partners to jump on board. And, for me, it's kind of exciting because I get to see it from the ground level. And, you know, with what we do with Stewart Haas Racing and how active Mobile One is, they're not just a paint scheme on the race car to do advertising. They're very active with the race team, with the, all the products that we have in the race car. They work really, really hard to give us better fuel economy and better performance. And what they learn at the racing level with the Formula One program and the NASCAR program then gets transferred down to the consumers. And 3 years ago, once this initiative started, we were able to work with Mobile One and transfer the entire NASCAR fleet and their transporters to Mobile One Oil, where they saw fuel savings. Then last year we did it with the TV compound with the Fox trucks and NBC trucks, and they saw the savings as well. Now this year it's down to the consumer level with cars and trucks at this level now. But the cool thing is, going back to 2011 when we won the championship, from the oil that we were running before the chase started to what the oil that we ran in the chase, they were able to calculate how much time savings because of performance that we gained in that last stint of the race, and it was about 1.1 seconds. Just because of the oil difference, the margin of victory was about 0.8 seconds. So essentially just changing the oil helped us get that margin of victory to help us win the championship in 2011. So from my standpoint, it's been neat to see how it's transferred and made everything that we do at Stewart Haas Racing better, from our fleet of trucks all the way to our race cars, and now to see it transfer down to the consumers and knowing that people are with this advanced fuel economy oil, it's just a smart decision. I mean, it's proven because we've proven it on the racetrack, and now the consumer and the fans get to have the benefit of it as well.
Well, Tony, even without being able to get behind the wheel of the car and race, you've been extremely busy running Stewart Haas Racing, or having a key role in running Stewart Haas Racing. That said, how's the rehab coming along? When can we see you back on a Sprint Cup track?
As soon as the doctor tells me I can get in it. So that's all we're waiting on right now, is just waiting on the doctors to do the scans and then analyze it and tell us when they project that we can get back in a car. So I'm hoping it's going to be sooner than later. It's a little frustrating waiting. I feel great. So but just because I feel great doesn't mean that my bones healed enough and stable enough to get back in a race car and go through the G-forces and, you know, the loads when, you know, you hope you don't crash, but it's inevitable that in NASCAR racing you're going to hit a wall every now and then, and we want to make sure that it's strong enough to be able to withstand that.
I know patience is a virtue, but it's got to be tough on you. Supposedly your last season, has the injury and the fact you haven't been able to go on to the track altered your thinking as far as this being the last roundup?
Not at all. Not at all. It's we're sticking to that plan. I mean, there's a lot of reasons that I made that decision, and this injury isn't changing those decisions. But it's not, definitely not what we wanted our last year to look like right now, but at the same time we're still going to get a lot of racing in this year, and we're going to go to a lot of racetracks that I'm going to miss in the future, and getting to race with this group of guys that I'm racing with now. I mean, that's the part you're going to miss the most, is all the people. So the good thing is I'm at the racetrack every week. I still see all these people, but I do miss being on the racetrack with them.
Well, have you figured out how you're going to replace that competition element in your life? You're used to getting behind the wheel of a race car and trying to win a race every week. How are you going to replace that rush and that adrenaline rush and that level of being a competitor and an athlete in your life after being an active racer?
Well, I'm still going to be a race car driver. That's the thing. I'm still going to race. It's just not going to be in a Sprint Cup car. I mean, I'm going to go back and run dirt cars that I want to run. And, it's still competitive being the track. I mean, I've been to all the races this year on the NASCAR schedule except for Daytona. And I can promise you I'm just as nervous before the race starts and during the race as I would be sitting in the race car. The only thing that's different is I don't have control of the car anymore, which was a lot easier. It's a lot easier when you're in control versus once they go on the racetrack, they're out of your control. And that's the hard part for me. So I still have that same competitive fire in me during the race when I'm watching, as it was when I was in the car. But, you know, I'm still going to get to feed that fire in the race car, driving things like my dirt cars. And, you know, there's there's a bunch of different types of race cars that I have either never driven or haven't got a chance to race very much that I want to get a chance to run. So, you know, now I'll have that opportunity and time to actually do that where I really haven't had that in the past.
The great Tony Stewart joining us here on The Attack. And, you know, I want to follow that up a little bit. You know, some people aren't aware of the fact you own a couple of tracks and you're involved in what could be considered the smaller level of racing. But you get a true enjoyment out of that, and you really have a passion for it, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I mean, it's smaller because it's not on the same scale as NASCAR. But when it comes to competition and intensity, it's just as intense and just as competitive as any NASCAR race that you watch. It's just at a smaller venue with a smaller amount of people in the stands and, you know, but in a smaller budget, obviously, too. But trust me, I mean, these are first-class race teams and drivers and to put on a great show every week. So for me, it's fun. I mean, I get to see it from the grassroots level all the way up to, you know, the most professional level there is in the United States. So, you know, I get the best of all the worlds.
Well, Tony, your race team is going to get the best of Richmond this weekend. Toyota Owners 400, three-quarter mile track, always a fun track. Break down that track for us and how these Stewart Haas race cars are setting up for this weekend's action.
Well, that I don't know how they're set up for it, but you know, the cool thing is I haven't seen a day race at Richmond in a long time. I mean, normally it's primarily been you know, rainouts when we get to see a day race at Richmond, but I always liked them. I always thought the track got really, really slick when it was hot and sunny outside, and I thought that made for good racing. But you know, I'm excited to go back there. I mean, it's my favorite track on the circuit, so you know, I'm going to enjoy going back there this weekend and you know, being a part of it. So you know, I hope I get a chance. You know, I know I'll get a chance in the fall for sure to be in it. So you know, I'm hoping and wishing that I was in it this weekend, but you know, for sure we'll be back there by the fall, and I'll get a chance to run at my favorite racetrack.
Well, talk a little bit about the season that Stewart Haas Racing is having. Kevin Harvick on top of the Sprint Cup standings at this point, and you also have Kurt Busch in the top 10. So talk about the four cars and the kind of season that they're having thus far.
Well, I don't think the point standings really matter that much anymore with the format that we're under. The big thing is just getting the wins, you know, and Kurt getting a win, Kevin getting a win, you know, getting those guys locked in the chase, and then hopefully when I get in, we can hopefully get one and try to get enough points to get in the top 30 in points to where we can get in like Kyle did last year. And, you know, Danica still has a shot at pulling one off here, too, at some point. So, you know, that's the goal. But they're definitely running well. I mean, for sure, Kurt and Kevin are going really well. You know, Danica's still learning a new crew chief, and I'm going to be learning a new crew chief. So, you know, hopefully that'll gel, and we'll both get some good runs as well.
Hey, Tony, it's interesting perspective. I mean, as an owner and a driver, talk about the difficulties briefly, and it'll be the last one for me, about the boss suit that you have to wear and the racing suit that you wear when you're behind the wheel. Talk about some of that separation and some of the difficulties.
Well, it's a lot easier when I'm wearing a driver's suit because I only have to worry about one car at a time. You know, when I'm at the track as an owner now, I'm worrying about four cars, four drivers, four crew chiefs, and you know, if one's having a bad day, you it's not that you take it personal, but it's like if one of the drivers is having a bad day, I mean, I have a bad day because I'm upset because I want to make it better for them and don't always have the answers. But you know, when one's having a good day, you know, it's great. When two, it's even better. You know, when you can have all four of them have a decent run and a decent day, I mean, it feels like a win whether you won the race or not. So you know, it's a lot of fun. I enjoy it. I think the injury here and being out of the car is just kind of giving me a window into what next year is going to look like for me. And you know, the intensity is still there. The desire to win races is still there. It's just at a different level.
Well, Tony, we can't thank you enough for a few minutes. It's really been a pleasure having you on the Spano and Black Attack. One more time before we let you out the door. Let's talk about the NASCAR Race to Green initiative. Give us the 411 on that and how we can even find out more about it.
I'm not even sure, honestly, to tell you where to find out. I would say NASCAR.com, you know, NASCAR site. But the biggest thing is just go to your automotive store, go to a Mobile One Quick Lube Center, you know, and the easiest thing to remember, it's Mobile One Advanced Fuel Economy, and you'll be able to pick it up on automotive stores or Mobile One service centers across the country. It's, like I say, it's something that is a proven product for us in the race cars, and, you know, it can be a proven product for you as well. So I'm a firm believer in it. Like I say, I've got to see it firsthand before it ever got to this level because I know what it does for us with Stewart Haas Racing and the advantage that I know that we have with Mobile One on the racetrack. You know, now the race fans can benefit from that same advantage.
Thanks again for a few minutes. We're glad that you're feeling better and well on the road to recovery. We look forward to seeing you back in a Sprint Cup car, and we really do appreciate a few minutes. You have yourself a wonderful day now.
All right, bud. You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye now. That was Tony Stewart joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. On the other side, more of the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844. 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
At Lowe's, we appreciate our pro customers and how hard you work to get the most out of your budget. So we offer business credit solutions that make it easy to save instantly at checkout on everyday purchases. And to help show our appreciation, we're offering 10% off your first purchase when you open and use a new Lowe's business credit account by April 27, 2016. See Lowe's Pro Desk in-store for required coupon details and exclusions. Offer subject to credit approval. Cannot be combined with other credit offers. U.S. only.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Who are they? I don't listen to them. They're absolute idiots.
I wouldn't go that far. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Span 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. Great stuff with Tony Stewart, Joe.
Sure was, Bob. Some keen insight into Stewart Haas Racing, some thoughts about life after the Sprint Cup Series for him as an active participant, and a whole lot more. And it sounds like he's well on the road to recovery. So, in short order, it looks like we'll be seeing him back on the track driving a Sprint Cup car for the last go around, as it were, before he moves on to exclusively management at Stuart Haas Racing. But also, he's going to get to do those things, and we talked about it in the interview. He has a love of the smaller circuit of racing, and,
yep.
you know,
yep.
as he said, it's only smaller because of the profile, but it's every bit as competitive. But that's something he loves, dirt tracks and short tracks.
Yeah.
And he's going to kind of move on and focus his energies as far as being a competitor in the purest sense behind the wheel there. And I guess he felt it's the right time because really since 2013, his on-track success at the Sprint Cup level has waned to a great degree.
Yeah,
so,
it truly diminished.
And so I guess now is the right time for him to step off. He's going to be back early enough that he's going to be able to say goodbye to many of these tracks and many of these venues and many of these fans. And he's going to have, it's going to be a truncated goodbye tour and farewell tour, but it'll be a farewell tour nonetheless that he'll get to embrace before he moves on in his competitive driving career to a lower profile brand of racing, and he won't be in the public eye as much, but he'll still be around those major speedways, and he'll be at those Sprint Cup events frequently in his role as one of the key figures and headmen of Stuart Haas Racing.
Oh, no question about it, but he didn't even hesitate when we brought up the subject of, does this alter your plans for retirement? He's ready. And he wants to get out from behind the big car and start focusing on other things. And you could hear it in his voice and his tone. Like I said, absolutely no hesitation. He's ready to step off the stage.
Well said, Bob. What do you say we roll our focus back towards the huge trade that took place in the NFL that will have far-reaching ramifications for the two teams involved and other teams at the top of the NFL draft? And again, that's the trade between the Eagles and the Browns. The Eagles move up from number 8 to number 2 overall in the first round, and the Browns get a gaggle of picks in exchange. And we've talked a lot about this from the Eagles' perspective. Both you and I see this in a pretty similar fashion and in a similar way, and so do a lot of people in the Philadelphia media, the national media, and so do the fans. We believe that the Eagles paid a bit too heavy of a price to move up. And based on a lot of the valuation charts, I mean, when you're the Eagles and you're giving those future year picks, and I understand when you give out future year picks, they have a diminished value in that you don't know where the team's going to finish, you know, the year that you're going to be cashing in those picks. But still, you know, when you're doing this, if you look at the Titans and the Rams, and everybody thinks that the Rams paid too much, yet when you look at the valuation on the draft trade value chart,
right,
the Rams literally received 1,000 more points than the Titans did in the 2016 draft as far as when you tally up the chips. The difference was, of course, and what swings the trade in many ways in favor of Tennessee is the picks in the subsequent year, the 2017 draft.
Right.
In turn, you look at the Eagles and the price they paid. They received back from the Browns 2002 points, and they gave to the Browns 1,999 points. So basically, it's a dead heat.
Dead wash.
Before the Browns get the benefit of those Eagles draft picks in subsequent years. So when you really look at it, it's clear to me, and I understand you got to pay a premium for a quarterback, and there were other teams that wanted to get up there and all those other things, but I think the price the Eagles paid was a little bit too high, and if you use the draft trade value chart as a model number one, and number two, you use the trade between the Rams and the Titans as a model, I think the Eagles paid a little bit too high of a price to move up 6 spots to get their man. That's impression number one for me. Impression number two, this plan for the Eagles is strange in that you've decided you want to get your quarterback of the future, but you've tied an awful lot of money up in quarterbacks of the present, not only for this year but beyond. Sam Bradford is guaranteed $22 million. and Chase Daniel another $12 million. And now you're going to draft yet, and now you're going to draft and bring in yet another quarterback. And I understand that quarterback's for a year or two down the road. And Howie Roseman has said this trade is not for the short term; it's long term. The problem is, the long term is not that far out. It's a year or two out, and you mortgaged a big chunk of your future to go in that direction. Well, why make these investments in the present when you're not going to be able to surround these present-day quarterbacks with any talent on that supporting cast? And then if they don't work out and you're ready to move in your next quarterback, you're hard-pressed to get rid of these guys without taking a cap hit, especially in the form of Sam Bradford, who you owe, who you guaranteed $22 million over the next couple of years.
There's no question about it. And, I mean, if you want to get a good laugh on the alleged depth of the Philadelphia Eagles, go to CBS.com and go to the depth chart of the Eagles. Now, I know it's not 100% accurate, but they have added guys that they've signed like Reuben Randall and players of that ilk. When you look on the defensive side of the ball, according to the depth chart as constituted, they have no nose tackle. They have no inside linebackers. This is a team that, regardless of what they're trying to throw out there, it does not have a lot of talent. And the talent that they do have, in many instances, is pedestrian. You know, we talked about last year how Chip Kelly devalued wide receivers, and he paid the price. They have running back by committee. They're very good running backs. I mean, I like Matthews. I like Sproles. You know, the offensive line, for all its faults, one thing about it last year, there was continuity within it. They all played together all season for the most part. We always like that. Perhaps they get better. But they're almost a void on defense. And they're going to have to add depth there. And guess what? They don't have the draft picks to do it.
They don't have the draft picks to do it. Their salary cap situation is compromised in the commitments they made in the short term to the quarterback position. So I get the trade as an eye to the future because this is a quarterback-driven league and you need a quarterback, and they feel they got theirs. I think they paid too heavy a price to go up and get them, number one. But number two, and the thing that, again, rings strange to me, if you had designs on doing this all the way back to the scouting combine, why invest all this money in your current edition of quarterbacks? Sam Bradford's in a very strange place. They're going to give him a bunch of money. They're not going to surround him with any talent. He's going to get creamed. He's going to get cut. And he's going to be hard-pressed to find a job. So you can understand why he's mad. He said, you brought me in. Number one, you brought a guy in behind me and paid him a bunch of money, which undercut my security, my job security anyway. And now you've traded away and mortgaged the short-term future, which is going to kill any chances of the team being good while I'm here, to go get the quarterback to replace me. So it's just a very odd set of circumstances, and really the first real misstep for Howie Roseman. You know, he took over a roster bereft of talent. He made a couple of very savvy moves, and particularly the one with the Dolphins that put the Eagles in the top 10 in the NFL draft. This deal, to me, basically takes some of the bloom off the rose and really cancels out a lot of the good work he did up until this point because of the price he paid, number one, and number two, how strangely this plan goes together when you consider what he's done up until this point at the quarterback position.
Yeah, I can't see it, not in any way, shape, or form. And it's, you know, they talk about the future of the future. You know, with the Eagle fans, the future now is pretty murky at best. And look, they wanted to get Chip Kelly out of town. They've done that. All vestiges of what he tried to do there are quickly going out the door. Like you said, a pretty savvy move with the Dolphins. But then you undo it. I don't get it. I really don't. And if you're looking at that NFC East right now, who are they better than? I don't see them as better than anybody right now. And
no,
if they're looking
not. Right now, they're not.
And if they're looking to tread water, basically, and buy time for either quarterback, and let's just say it's Wentz because he's a little more raw than Goff is. You know, if Bradford goes down like he usually does, and Chase Daniel loses games like he usually does, the time you're trying to buy for said quarterback prospect, the fans and the media are going to be all over it trying to get this kid in there because he's the future and we want him in there now.
You can't run an organization caring about what the fans or media think. You got to stick to your plan, whatever your plan is. My big problem here is the plan is flawed. Forget about the media and the fans.
Yeah, but look,
if you start running your business based on what they think and what they call for, you won't win any games, and you'll have a plan that's destroyed before it starts.
Well, look at how fast, though, all these quarterbacks are force-fed. And I'm not saying that the media is going to make the decision, but what I am saying is you have a quarterback on the roster that you're investing all this money in. They don't get the luxury of sitting for 3 or 4 years like they used to. They get force-fed.
Well, and, here's the reason that that happens. I got to cut you off here. It's the nature of contracts and the nature of the ability to move. You can only lock up that first-round draft pick at a maximum of 5 years, and before his fourth year, you have to make a decision on him. So if you're going to get anything out of him in this movement environment, in this free agency environment in the NFL, along with the salary cap era, you tend to move a little more quickly on these quarterbacks, and it's the rare situation where you have the luxury to sit him for a year or two. This case, what they're going to do, because they do have guys in front of them, a Carson Wentz may sit for a year or 2 years and be able to hit the ground running in year three, and then you're going to lock them up before year four for year five and then work out a contract extension if all goes right. It's an unusual situation. It's not the way it's normally done these days. And, again, it seems to me in some ways the Eagles' plan is flawed in that they should probably not have invested in the more expensive quarterbacks, or at least not both of them. Maybe you bring in Chase Daniel and have him kind of be the starter to start off, and eventually you roll it over to Wentz while this talent is not very good and you have the team grow together. But, you know, once you brought in Sam Bradford, I thought in my mind you had to stick with him. So, you know, the media is not going to make this play, and the big reason that these quarterbacks are rushed and force-fed is the climate that we're in now as far as the length of time you have them before you could potentially lose them. It's just a different game than it used to be.
Yes, it is. And, you know, the other aspect of it, and again, if they were contemplating this all along, then the fatal flaw was signing Bradford at all. You should have just let him go.
Isn't that what I said before?
Yeah, I'm fortifying it. I completely agree. It's the fatal flaw. You know, you bring in Daniel, you caretake for a couple of years.
You do what usually happens when you bring in the journeyman. He caretakes for about a half a season or so. Yeah. You let the guy sit behind him. The game starts to slow down for him, and you put him in. We're not good anyway. That's the realities. We'll tie a bow around hour one on the other side. We're Spano and Black, no flipping.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Think nothing of it. It's all good.
Well, indeed it is. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Span 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. Fun hour, brother. A lot of stuff going on in the world of sports, specifically in the NFL as we head towards the draft.
Absolutely right about that, Bob. And hour number two is going to be every bit as fun, as we got a lot of ground to cover. We'll wrap up any loose ends and any thoughts that we have on this trade from the Eagles' perspective at the top hour two. We also got to get into it from a Browns perspective, and then we'll move into the Josh Norman situation and the fact that he's hitting the free agent market at this late juncture and is going to be able to help some team shore up their secondary late April, early May, and you're not even doing it via the draft. So it's going to be a pretty remarkable hour, too, as we kind of wrap up the trade talk as far as our thoughts. We then roll into Zach Berman from the Philly Media Group and get his thoughts along with the Philly perspective at large. He'll be able to tell us what the fans down there think, what the media down there thinks. You know, we'll just dive into it in a deep Philly perspective with Zach Berman, you know, in the middle of hour number two. We'll then get into the Josh Norman stuff and also take a quick look at yesterday's NBA playoff action and a quick look ahead to today's playoff action. So we really have a jam-packed hour two after a brilliant hour one, where we got a chance to talk to Tony Smoke Stewart, talk a little NASCAR, and talk a lot of Eagles and Browns trade. So
great, great stuff all the way around, my friend.
Sure was, Bob, and there's going to be more of it. But right now, we're going to step aside for the news right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Then Bob and I will be back at you with a big hour two of the Spano and Black Attack again right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Donald doesn't like losing.
Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz says Donald Trump has a problem. He says he hates losing.
And when Donald loses, he lashes out at the voters. He lashes out at the people.
Donald Trump saying after his New York victory that Ted Cruz's chances of winning the Republican nomination are over. Campaigning in Maryland after winning in New York, Trump saying Cruz has no path to winning the nomination. The president meeting with leaders from six nations in Saudi Arabia today, talking about security along the Persian Gulf and the fight against ISIS. He then heads to London, where he and the First Lady tomorrow share a lunch with the Queen, who turns 90 today. A Utah resident trying to help the people of Ecuador after last week's devastating earthquake. Connor Johnson, serving as a missionary in northern Ecuador for 2 years, saying he's seeing pictures from the area and it's having an impact.
People that I personally knew that I know had passed away.
He says he wishes he could be there to help rebuild, but right now they've sent up a GoFundMe page to help with the relief. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Rusty Humphreys, host of Trending Today USA, where we feature the biggest and the best and the brightest trending stories in the world. One of the places I go first every single day is WesternJournalism.com. Chris Agee's here. He's the managing editor of WesternJournalism.com. What makes WesternJournalism.com so special?
Well, Rusty, I think it is very special. We bring you the news as it actually happens. We're one of the places that you can come for the facts, and they're backed up by what's actually happening out there.
You know, a lot of websites, they deal in rumor and innuendo. You guys are really dealing in journalism, is that right?
Oh, absolutely. And there's no question that we're going to bring you pro-American news. I mean, we're going to bring you stuff that makes you proud of the freedoms that we have. And we back up the Constitution every step of the way, but that doesn't influence our reporting. Our reporting is the truth, is 100% accurate.
Make sure you check it out. One of the best websites in the world, WesternJournalism.com. That's WesternJournalism.com.
Michigan Governor Rick Snyder says the criminal charges against three government workers in the Flint water crisis is troubling.
If these accusations are correct, this would take it to a whole new level. And one of the things we clearly want to pursue is the truth.
And when a reporter asked if he thinks he did anything wrong in the crisis, he says he doesn't believe so. He reiterated that his office has been fully cooperative in the investigation, and the investigation is not complete yet. Floodwaters keep rising in parts of Houston as the rain continues to come down. Seven people have died in the flooding. Another eighth one announced this morning. 1,000 homes flooded. Damage is estimated at $5 billion and climbing. The flooding now threatening two dams in densely populated central Houston. Reservoirs behind the dams are at 80% capacity. Corps of Engineers spokesperson says the dams are not in immediate danger of failing, but she says if they were to fail, the impact would be catastrophic. This is USA Radio News.
Have you been to USARadio.com? The latest breaking stories, the hottest news, and the best radio all in one place. It's available for free on your smartphone, on your computer, and you can listen with your Bluetooth-enabled car. You can listen to classic radio theater, Daybreak USA with Angie Austin, and my new show that takes you from online to on air, your news feed on the radio, Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphreys. Check it out, USARadio.com. That's USARadio.com.
The Olympic torch is lit ahead of this year's Summer Games. President of the Rio 2016 Organizing Committee, Carlos Newsman, was on hand for that ceremony.
The Rio 2016 Games are blessed to be a wonderful reality, and the Olympic flame will guide us to the future we deserve.
This happening this morning, rays of the sun igniting the torch in Greece. A high priestess used a concave mirror to light the torch in ancient Olympia, which is the birthplace of the Games. It'll tour Greece until next Tuesday, when it'll be handed over to officials of this year's Summer Games in Rio de Janeiro. An entrepreneur in San Diego who founded MP3.com says there's a new way for news websites to make money, and that is to make people pay to comment on articles. He believes his company, SolidOpinion.com, can provide a market solution to trolling. There's already a news company on board, and it's a big one called Tribune Publishing. They publish the Chicago Tribune and other newspapers. They switched to the new software over the weekend. Readers can earn points to better place their comments or buy points with money. The company's free to use for publishers, but does take a cut of all transactions. Federal agents investigate a drug trafficking tunnel nearly a half mile long under the California-Mexico border. It's 800 yards between a house in Tijuana to a home in San Diego, with lights, ventilation, and an elevator. Six people arrested and tons of drugs were seized. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We'll pull up some dust and sit down.
Well, we can do that. Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back, but it's all about radio on the go, the platforms, the ways you can get it, all the devices and everything in between, and Joe loves to talk about it because he's got all of them.
I do, Bob. Many you can think of, many you haven't even thought came out yet, I already got them. And I take advantage of radio on the go like few others. So let me share that wisdom with you of how you can take advantage of radio on the go, in this case the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Start with our award-winning website, sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, wealth of archived interviews separated by genre, be it your favorite sport or form of entertainment. All that and more is there on sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, and maybe some you can't, be it Apple, be it Android, be it PC, or simply go to iHeartRadio.com. Wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing with TuneIn Radio, app versatility, on-demand content, a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio, Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and, of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline each and every day.
Indeed they do, and we really appreciate your service, and you're away from home, and it's tough. It's tough on you. It's tough on the family, and we're giving you a little taste of home, making you feel a little better. We're proud to do it.
All right, Bob, on the other side, a quick setup for hour number two, and then we'll start knocking things down as we have a lot of ground to cover, not much time to do it. That's all next here on The Attack, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY and your tweets at Span56, at BobBlack71, or at SportsByline USA. We'll kick off hour number two right after this.
This is Glenn Higgy, America's Master Handyman, with your latest concrete construction tip from SACCRETE. When water seeps into small cracks of concrete during the winter months, it freezes and expands, causing the cracks to get larger. With the weather getting warmer, you might find yourself facing worn or damaged concrete due to this freeze-thaw cycle. It's vital to fill cracks before water causes further damage. SACCRETE offers a complete line of easy-to-use products for filling cracks, patch and repair, and resurfacing. And now here's a message from SACCRETE.
Whether you're building a block wall, laying a slab, or putting up a basketball goal, concrete's going to be part of the mix. And with SACCRETE, you've got a great assist. For 80 years, SACCRETE's been the top choice of both pros and DIYers for concrete and concrete-related products, offering higher quality, lower maintenance, and rock-solid durability. Your goal is to get the job done right, and your best shot is with SACCRETE. Find SACCRETE products at your local hardware dealer or visit SACCRETE.com to learn more.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit tocowarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You know, it's the same garbage from last week's game. I'm beginning to recognize things.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, any Odd Couple reference is a good reference. Hey, Joey, before we set things up, a couple deaths in the world of sports as well. Dwayne Pearl Washington passed away after a long illness, and Joni Lahr passed. China,
yeah.
Just, from the WWE.
I think she was 45.
Yeah.
Way too young. And Pearl Washington was battling a long-time illness, and, you know, our hearts go out to the family and friends of both Joni Lahr and Dwayne the Pearl Washington and those close to them. Both, I know with Dwayne Washington, he was battling a long illness, and he succumbed to that illness yesterday, and, you know, our hearts go out to the Syracuse Orange family, the family of Dwayne the Pearl Washington, and everybody else that was close to the Pearl. He was really, he was an incredible watch in college. I mean, his pro career, a little bit of a disappointment, but in college, man, he was appointment viewing for Syracuse and Big East basketball, and in so many ways put the Big East Conference on the map, Bob.
Oh, no question about it. I mean, people forget how great he was on the college level. You know, he didn't really have the quickness on the pro level. It kind of hurt him a little bit. But on college, please, it was absolutely amazing. He'll be missed.
No, he absolutely will. And, you know, we don't have any definitive word on the death of Joni Lahr. It looks like it may be an overdose. We don't want to speculate, but that's what they're looking into. You know, this was a young lady who took the wrestling world by storm and was dubbed the ninth wonder of the world, but she had a lot of personal demons that she was dealing with over the years. And, you know, her passing is unfortunate. For those close to her, our hearts go out to you. And, you know, all you can say is you hope that she finds peace on the other side.
No question about it. Way too young, though, both of them.
Absolutely right about that. Bob, what do you say we dive in back into the trade between the Eagles and the Cleveland Browns here? And, you know, both of us have weighed in pretty heavily on the Eagles' side of this trade, and both of us think they paid a bit too heavy of a price, and both of us think that more than anything else, their plan in some ways leading up to this point is a little disjointed. And as a result, we're not big fans of this move, and we're not nearly as optimistic about this move or impressed by this move as we are by the moves the Rams made. And oddly enough, the Rams move was panned by so many. Well, when you look at this one, I think the Eagles paid a far heavier price than the Rams did, and I don't think it was necessarily warranted with some of the moves they've made leading up to this point. And I think we're both in accord there, and you know, I know it doesn't seem that it's that popular of a move, and when we speak to Zach Berman at 25 after the hour, we'll get the thoughts of everybody out there in Philadelphia as he's got his finger on the pulse of the city of Philadelphia. He'll give us the thoughts of the masses as well as his own thoughts on the trade from an Eagles perspective. But we got to swing to the Browns side of this. And as it relates to the Browns, much like when we talked about Tennessee's take in the Tennessee Rams deal, kind of the same thing here, except it's even easier. They didn't do anything wrong. They acquired a gaggle of picks, and they stayed in the top 10. Once it looked like Jared Goff may come off the board at number one, the difference in the feelings within the organization between Goff and Wentz, the Browns didn't like Wentz that much. They said, we don't want to draft a quarterback here. And we brought in a veteran quarterback that we're going to try and rehabilitate. We don't have any talent on the field anywhere. We're not going to be good. So if we strike out a quarterback this year, we'll be right at the top of the draft next year. We'll try, maybe we grab a quarterback then. But let's grab some additional picks so we're not in a position to pass on the quarterback here when we know we can get a premium for this pick. We're not going to draft the quarterback because the one that's likely to remain for us is not a guy we covet or value that much. So we're going to take advantage of the fact that we own a pick that people want and are willing to pay a premium to get, trade down, stay within the top 10, get a whole host of picks, and rebuild a roster that is almost completely devoid of talent everywhere on the field.
Now, there's no question about it, and I alluded to it in the beginning of the show. They're going to stink anyway. And you know, as we're fond of saying, and we use our poker analogies on here quite a bit, they're playing with house money here. I mean, finally, Jimmy Haslam and the ownership in Cleveland has decided to turn it over to true football people, let them make decisions.
You hear what you just said?
I know, Paul Podesta. I know. But the other guys...
Try again. Reset and try again. Go ahead.
But the other guys involved.
Like Sashi Brown, who was a lawyer.
Let them rebuild. They've put a lot of faith in Hugh Jackson.
That's a smart move.
And as you said at the beginning, he was not in love with either quarterback.
That's where you're wrong. He was in love with Jared Goff. He wasn't in love with Carson Wentz.
Excuse me.
And it's become abundantly clear that the Rams are going to take Goff. They didn't want Wentz. And the long and short of it, we're not going to be any good this anyway, whether we grab a quarterback or not. So let's get as many picks as we can the next couple of years, fortify the roster, and when we stink next year, we'll take one of those two first-round draft picks and go up and get a quarterback.
Yeah, excuse me, I stand corrected on that. But let me put it this way. He has faith in his organization now to make correct football decisions. Better way of putting it. Whether or not that pans out remains to be seen, but I'll tell you what, I like this decision because this is a team that is truly bad. And they have to fill in with talent. And they need to get depth. And they need to realize that there ain't much going on there right now. And if this coach is going to succeed in the long term, and hopefully they give him a long term, they have to start literally at square one. There's no square five. There's no square seven. So look at what they do. They trade out. They get a whole bunch of draft picks. They'll be able to accumulate depth. They're still sitting in the top 10. Which they may even trade out of that if somebody comes a calling, and they can accumulate even more picks. And they have a guy. Now, look, you know how I feel about RG3. Don't like him, didn't like him coming out of college. But here was a guy who had immediate success when he came into the league, then got buried on a team that had no talent and lost faith in him, and he lost the locker room. Well, he gets a fresh start with a guy who's known for developing quarterbacks and taking them up a notch, see the Cincinnati Bengals. If he can do anything, he being Hugh Jackson, with RG3, and they rediscover gold with him, they just solved a whole bunch of their problems. If not, they're back in the draft next year anyway with number ones, number twos, and the ability to wheel and deal and get the guy that they want coming out of college who can lead this team into the future. To me, this is win, 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 win for Cleveland.
Very much like we talked about with Tennessee in their trade with the Rams. Except I like Cleveland's trade even better because I think they got a better return on their number two pick than Tennessee got on their number one pick. So I love this trade for Cleveland. The logic is there. Now it's just a matter of what these quote-unquote football people do with these picks. Does Sashi Brown, you know, a lawyer, you know, that's his background in football, he's a lawyer, you know, and does he, along with Hugh Jackson and Paul DePotesta, make the right picks? And if they do, this draft will be looked back upon as the catalyst for future success in Cleveland. They certainly have enough opportunities over the next couple of years to make picks and score big. So now it's on this organization to pick the right guys. And not all the guys you pick are going to be the right guys, but you got plenty of opportunity. Hopefully you score with a bunch of them. You fortify this roster, get a year into your rebuilding project, and then next year, if you found your quarterback, that's not something you have to worry about. But if you haven't, well, then you go find one.
Yep.
On the other side, Zach Berman, Philly Media Group, joins us. We'll get the Eagles' perspective and the Philadelphia fans' perspective. That's all next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You keep it where it is.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063.
800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black, Joe Spano. We're joined by Zach Berman from the Philadelphia Media Group. Obviously, the huge trade involving the Browns and the Eagles, and Joe and I have been talking about it all morning, and we're here to get the perspective of a guy who covers the Eagles each and every day, and that's Zach Berman. Welcome to the Attack. Nice to have you with us. I'm Bob Black. He's Joe Spano.
How's it going?
It's going well. Thanks for coming on board this morning. We'll break it down from a couple of areas. Let's talk about the trade first and the impact on the organization and then some reaction from you and the fans as well. They make the decision to pull the trigger on this. What was the logic of the organization in going forward with this move?
Well, their logic was that you very seldom have a chance to get a quarterback at the top of the draft. They have only had a top five pick four times in the past 4 years. And so they were drafting number eight. They could work this deal out to get to number two. And they've been in this search for a franchise quarterback, really ever since they traded Donovan McNabb in 2010. So they thought this gave them an opportunity to get that type of quarterback. And they had to sacrifice some real valuable picks to do it. But the Eagles have not won a playoff game since Donovan McNabb was traded. And they've gone through, Kevin Cobb, the Michael Vick, the Nick Foles, Sam Bradford, going down the list. And so this really was about trying to find that face of the franchise. And Carson Wentz looks like, the Eagles are going to hope Carson Wentz can be that type of quarterback for them.
I mean, the risks are obvious, and we'll get into that in a second. But in looking at the series of events that led up to this point, this trade in a vacuum is one thing. But when you look at the investment and commitments they've already made at the quarterback position, it makes this trade make a whole lot less sense. Give me your thoughts on that as it relates to the commitments to Sam Bradford and Chase Daniel.
Sure. Well, those are short-term commitments, and this was a long-term decision, and that's really the way the Eagles are thinking about it. They don't want a rookie quarterback starting this year. They want Sam Bradford being their starting quarterback this year, and that's their plan right now. And if you look at the way Sam Bradford's contract is structured, a lot of the financial restrictions in terms of moving on from him they're gone after this year. I think if Bradford plays well, which is the best-case scenario for the Eagles and the best-case scenario for Bradford, then they're in a situation where they could potentially move him after this year and recoup some of that value. But the Eagles, and they've been pretty consistent about this all along, they did not want a rookie starting quarterback this year. They wanted Bradford to be the starter. That's why they signed him. It's a two-year deal. Chase Daniel is a three-year deal. But in his case, they brought him in to be the backup quarterback, someone who knows the system and can potentially be kind of that bridge after Brett. So I know it's a lot of money and a lot of resources they have tied into the quarterback position, but this was not a move they made, thinking about the 2016 season. This was thinking about 17, 18, 19, 20, and so on thereafter.
Well, you raise an interesting point there, and you mentioned Wentz. It appears as if the Rams are going to go with Goff. They appear comfortable with that. What if it ends up being a smokescreen? How does the Eagles feel about if Goff is in the second hole and the Rams just switch up on them at the last minute, which is possible?
Yeah. I suppose anything's possible. And Doug Peterson said the other day, they don't think there's much separation between the two quarterbacks. But my personal opinion, I don't think the Eagles make this trade without, a good sense of what the Rams are doing at number one. And so I think the Eagles believe that they'll get Wentz at number two. They like both those quarterbacks, but my opinion is they think they're going to get Wentz.
Zach Berman, Philly Media Group, joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack. As far as the price that the Eagles paid, heavy price, oftentimes when you trade up with the mindset of getting that franchise quarterback, you have to pay the heavy price. But when you compare this with the price that the Rams paid to move from 15 to 1, looks like an incredibly heavy price. Your thoughts on if the Eagles perhaps overpaid to get their man number one? And number two, how does a fan base in Philadelphia feel about the move?
Well, a few things here. First off, in terms of that Rams trade, you saw more second-rounders get moved. Two second-rounders this year, second-rounder next year, or those two second-rounders next year really stick out in that deal. The Eagles, they spread out some of those lost picks. So they gave away their first-round pick next year, their second-round pick in 2018. So they don't feel they depleted any of their drafts. They preserved one of their third-round picks this year. So they get back a fourth-rounder. So what they gave up, they gave up two first-round picks and a second-round pick. But they get back obviously that prize first round pick this year. They don't deplete any of their draft. So it is a very heavy price, and that 2017 first round pick, that's gonna be the big one to watch, because if the Eagles struggle this year, that's gonna be a really valuable pick. The Eagles are banking on being a competitive football team this year, and that pick not being a top 10 pick. So. Time will tell in terms of the price of the trade. The reality is if Carson Wentz is the type of player the Eagles think he can be, then it's a good price to pay. It really all depends on how the player does, not on how the trade, on how those other picks do. And you look at the Giants with Eli Manning, that's kind of the example the Eagles are hoping for more than, say, Washington with RG3.
And Joe mentioned about the fan base. How's the fan base reacting?
It's mixed, but I think there's a lot of excitement about Wentz. And as I said at the top of this call, the Eagles have gone through a lot of quarterbacks, and Kevin Cobb was supposed to be the guy, and then it was Mike Vick, and then Nick Foles had that great year. And then they traded for Sam Bradford last year, and there has not been a playoff win. So, when you pay a price like that for a guy who's not a day one contributor, there's some skepticism. But there's also some excitement among the fans about having a potential franchise quarterback.
Zach, you mentioned that the Eagles and the organization see themselves with a chance to compete this year and have a pretty good year, so that first-round draft pick next year is not in the top 10 or maybe not even in the top 15. In looking at that roster, and I know paper doesn't play, looks like a pretty thin group. I'm trying to figure out who within the NFC East they're better than. Your thoughts on that roster and their chances of actually competing and winning games in 2016?
Sure. It's not a great division. That's one thing. I think they can be competitive in this division. And then they made a lot of moves this offseason to kind of supplement the holes on the roster. So, for instance, on their offensive line, they gave a lot of money to Brandon Brooks from the Houston Texans. They had Stefan Wisniewski. So they felt they improved their offensive line. In terms of the secondary, they gave big money to Rodney McLeod from the Rams in that other safety spot. They brought in Leos McKelvin, who has experience in Jim Schwartz's system. Nigel Bradham at linebacker, experience in Jim Schwartz's system. They re-signed their top free agent, who was Vinnie Curry. The areas where there's holes still, at the running back position, they're somewhat thin. They have Ryan Matthews and Darren Sproles, but obviously there's no DeMarco Murray. And then they don't have depth at the key spots, whether it's the offensive line or at linebacker, defensive tackle. So there are holes in terms of the depth, but the Eagles feel like they have a team that's in position to be competitive. And this is an organization. This is an organization that likes Sam Bradford. So they think Sam Bradford can help them be competitive this season.
Well, we've got literally 1 minute before a hard break, and you mentioned Sam Bradford. Quickly, what's the reaction out of his camp? What has it been so far, if any?
We'll see. You know, I haven't spoke to Sam. I spoke to Sam the day before the trade, but not since the trade. So we'll see. The Eagles stance, Doug Peterson stance, that he's the starting quarterback, and he shouldn't worry about what's behind him. But clearly, the long-term outlook of Bradford has certainly changed after this trade.
Well, Zach, can't thank you enough for a couple of minutes. Your insight was great into this trade. We really do appreciate it. By the way, what do you got coming out today on Philly.com, my friend?
A lot more about this trade. So it's going to be there's going to be coverage for the next few weeks on this.
Excellent. Zach, thanks so much for a few. We look forward to having you on again as news breaks in Philadelphia surrounding the Eagles. We really do appreciate it. You have yourself a great day now.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye now. That was Zach Berman, Philly Media Group, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack and giving us his take on the trade, the rationale of the organization, and some feel on what the fan base is thinking there in Philadelphia, Bob.
Yep, optimistic. And, you know, understandable. You make that kind of move. You want it to be a good move. But you and I looking at it, we're not so sure.
Really not so sure. On the other side, we'll stay in the NFL, but we'll talk about the strange divorce between Josh Norman and the Carolina Panthers. That's next here on the Spano and Black Attack, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Keep it where it is.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844. 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
At Lowe's, we appreciate our pro customers and how hard you work to get the most out of your budget.
so we offer business credit solutions that make it easy to save instantly at checkout on everyday purchases. And to help show our appreciation, we're offering 10% off your first purchase when you open and use a new Lowe's business credit account by April 27, 2016. See Lowe's Pro Desk in-store for required coupon details and exclusions. Offer subject to credit approval. Cannot be combined with other credit offers. U.S. only.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'll count three. And if you're not out of the house by then, I'll loose the dogs on you.
All right, that works. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number at Span56 at Bob Black 71. And, of course, at Sports Byline USA. A lot of good insight there from Zach. That was pretty cool stuff. Fan base looking enthused. They think they have their quarterback of the future. They think it's going to be Wentz, and they think everything is going to play out how they want it to. We'll see whether or not they paid the right price.
Exactly right. And for Cleveland, we love it. We love it. We love it. Let's see if they can capitalize on this opportunity. And hopefully, and I know there'll be optimism in Cleveland. Let's see if they can deliver on that optimism. But let's switch gears a little bit within the NFL, and let's talk about the strange divorce between the Carolina Panthers and Josh Norman. Dave Gettleman, the general manager of the Carolina Panthers, has rescinded the franchise tag on Josh Norman, and he now hits the unrestricted free agent pool, and there are teams out there that can now help themselves in a major way at cornerback in a way that was not expected at this point, so close to the draft and so late in free agency. So if you got a bunch of money left to spend and you have some issues at corner, all of a sudden, there's a stud out there who's young and talented and can help you an awful lot and might be a wise investment so that you can focus someplace else in the upcoming NFL draft, which is just 7 days away.
Well, I'll tell you what, my friend, who saw this one coming? I mean, you know, we always talk about the fact that this deal will get done. You know, they're posturing, they're this, they're that. And all of a sudden, it's like, all right, goodbye. You're on your own. And I mean, economically, I understand the fact that he's asking for upwards of $16 million per year. The cap's going up. He's a leader on your defense. He certainly is one of the better corners in the league. But for the financial reasons, apparently, Dave Gettleman and the Carolina organization decided that that's it. Thanks. We appreciate it. We're going to free you from the franchise tag, and good luck on your own. Well, I'll tell you what, there's some teams out there that are trying to scramble their checkbooks and reorganize their draft boards at the same time and get this guy under lock and key, and certainly understandable. This could distinctly change draft day if somebody can get a deal with him before next Thursday.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. But let's talk about why this came to pass a little bit. Long and short of it, is the two sides couldn't agree on a long-term deal. And I guess there was no confidence in the organization that Josh Norman would sign a tender offer and come in. And then eventually he'd sit out the exhibition season and everybody would posture and nobody would give an inch. And eventually Josh Norman would sign his tender deal, come in late, come in slightly out of shape, pull a hamstring or be a distraction. And it would be a lost year and a waste of $16 million. And then you got to go through all this again. So it looks to me as though once you realize that you just couldn't come to an agreement, and the two sides have been going back and forth for several months, it's like, you know what? I don't want this guy under contract on a franchise offer because I don't know when I'm going to get him in here. I don't know what kind of a distraction he's going to be. And as a philosophy, Dave Gettleman's is not dissimilar to yours. He doesn't value cornerbacks in a big way as far as dollars. He doesn't believe in the shutdown corner. He thinks in today's NFL it is a misnomer. So let me avoid the potential distraction and holdout, and then finally having him come in and maybe it's diminished return, whatever the scenario might be.
Right.
But the long and short of it, once they couldn't agree on a long-term deal, Dave Gettleman decided, you know what, I'm going to free up this money and I'm going to focus my resources on signing some of those future free agent defensive linemen that I have to deal with, because to me, trench play on the defensive side of the ball is way more valuable than shutdown corners. I will address corner someplace else, and we'll take this freed up money and do some other things. Again, an odd decision, but that's the logic within the Carolina Panthers organization.
Right.
Maybe flawed, maybe not, but it's hard to criticize Dave Gettleman and what he's done in turning around the Carolina Panthers over the last few years, and it culminated last year with a trip to the Super Bowl.
Yep, and if philosophically that's their decision, then I get it completely. And there are just a couple of guys that you can put into that category of shutdown. But he makes the point, which, you know, this is fact. If you don't have a pass rush, there's no shutdown corners. Plain and simple. His guys, and you mentioned it, the guys he needs to sign in short order are defensive linemen. And they get the push right now. They get the pass rush. It makes their defensive backfield better. So I get the philosophy. But on the flip side of the coin, and it happens to be my philosophy, but on the flip side, there are a whole bunch of GMs who value those guys and say, yeah, there are shutdown corners, and Josh Norman is one of them. So I would imagine here in short order, there's going to be an organization that drops some major coin on Josh Norman, and they come up with a long-term deal for this guy. Obviously, they'll try to structure it where they're not going to get annihilated by the salary cap. But I think he's going to get his money. And I mean, unfortunately for the Carolina fans, it's not going to be in Carolina.
Oh, I don't think there's any question he gets his money. It was just that, you know, this was one of those situations where the philosophy of Dave Gettleman got in the way.
That's what I was
saying. I'm willing to go up to a certain amount, and I'm not going beyond that. And once we got at an impasse, well, there's no point in having you around. A lot of teams franchise the guy and say, we'll figure it out.
Right.
When they just realized we're not figuring this out, it became a situation, well, we're not committing long term. He's probably going to be more trouble than he's worth. And now we can put this money towards the big uglies up front, Kiwan Short and Star Lotulelei, who are due for contract extension soon. Now maybe they move up that process because they have 16, you know, they have a whole bunch of money that they can now play with. So this really came down to the organizational philosophy led by Dave Gettleman. They'll now have to address corner somewhere early in the draft. They'll make sure they shore up the rest of this defense with this available money. But you're spot on right. It's going to be a whirlwind tour for Josh Norman going around the league to a bunch of teams that desperately need corners and to teams that have the money still to spend in free agency. Teams like the Bears, teams like the Raiders, teams like the Jaguars, the 49ers, the Dolphins, the Steelers. Those are a bunch of teams off the top of my head that definitely need corners. The Steelers and the Dolphins might have to do a little work to fit Josh Norman in, but the rest of those teams can open the checkbook and write the check without having to do very much work to squeeze Josh Norman in, especially the Raiders, and the Jaguars and the 49ers. They got plenty of money to burn, and they can fit Josh Norman right in, and him at corner would be a clear upgrade and make their defenses very, very dangerous.
Well, you know, and two of the teams you mentioned there, the Raiders and Jacksonville, those are two teams that we're talking about that are on the cusp of being playoff teams for the foreseeable future. If you can add a piece like Josh Norman to that mix, that might just push you over the top and get you into a position where you are going to be the favorite prohibitively within your division going forward. Interesting times here.
Absolutely. Again, do I necessarily agree with the philosophy here of Dave Gettleman? And might I have kept Josh Norman on the one-year franchise deal and say, come and sign your tender, make your money, and we'll figure this out? I might not have done this the way Dave Gettleman did. But Dave Gettleman's organization, he's decided he has a philosophy and a methodology. It may come back to bite him. The long and short, now the Carolina Panthers have to go into the draft and prioritize cornerback early and often and try and find a replacement for Josh Norman. That, and make sure you fortify that front seven the very best way you can, because the best way to overcome a weak back four is to have a great front seven, particularly a pass rush on the ends and up the middle. That will hide a lot of flaws on your back line. So that'll be the priorities of Dave Gettleman. And as you said, going forward, Josh Norman's going to have no lack of suitors. And it'll be interesting to see if somebody can get him signed, sealed, and delivered in the next 7 days before the NFL draft so that they can cross off one of those boxes on their draft board and focus in another direction and make themselves that much better that much sooner.
Yeah, but I also think, too, that that's where his management team, his being Josh Norman's, needs to be careful. And they need to get a deal done, I think, and that's where the pressure is on him. He's going to get his money. Get it done with a team that is possibly looking corner in the draft so they can go in another direction. Don't nickel and dime some organization that truly wants you. Get it done. Let them lock you down and then move in another direction in the draft. You're only going to strengthen the team that you're going to, and it'll be a mark of goodwill as well as the fact you're going to get your money from whatever organization that you end up signing with. I would be very surprised if something doesn't happen by draft day. And if it doesn't, it's going to cut down the number of suitors because a couple of these teams, they're not going to roll the dice that they're going to not get him. So they'll address the need in the draft, whereas if they are able to sign him, they can go in another direction.
You know, I get what you're saying as far as for the benefit of the teams. He's going to have no shortage of suitors before or after the draft. Yes, the field gets cut down as teams address things in the draft, but it's Josh Norman. It's a stud corner. If you got money and you got a need, there's going to be a suitor. So whether he gets it done before the draft or after the draft, I don't think it really matters. He's going to get his, and he's going to go to a team that needs him. So I don't know that he has to rush. He can sort through this thing. I know the organizations are going to be eager to lock him up because you'd like to be able to tick that, you know, take that check mark and check off that column. Cornerback addressed, problem solved. Now we can go someplace else in the draft. But I don't think there's a sense of urgency for him because he's going to find his team and he's going to get his cash. And I don't think there's this hurry to get this done for him before the draft. There certainly may be for some of these teams that want to sign him because they have to know, is he going to be our man or do we have to address this in the draft?
Well, you know, the only area I'll disagree with that, though, is number of suitors. Because if there are, let's just say for the sake of discussion, six or seven teams that are truly interested in him and could afford him, after the draft, if two or three of those teams address it, yeah, he'll still get his money, but it won't be as much of a bidding war as it possibly would have been if two or three of those teams are eliminated. Plus, it, you know, he may have quality of life things that he's looking for, things along those lines that'll be out of the mix just because of the fact they addressed it in the draft rather than him signing with the team before next Thursday. I mean, he'll get his money. No disagreement on that. I just think as far as the options go, he might want to get it done before the draft.
Yeah, well, that's where we'll disagree. I just don't think that's a priority for him. You know, I named six or seven teams, and a couple of people out there are throwing a couple of others. So there's upwards of 9 or 10 teams with money and with the ability. All of them are not going to come off the market. So you're not going to have you're not going to suffer from a lack of suitors. You know, if instead of having 9 suitors, you have 5 or 6, well, that's more than enough to get your cash and go to a place where you want to go. You don't need 32 options. You need a handful.
No.
He'll have more than a handful.
Well, we'll see how it plays out. But it is a surprising move. But then again, when you look at philosophy, maybe not so much.
Yeah. Fair enough, Bob. And that's the NFL. It ended up dominating the entire 2-hour extravaganza of the Spano and Black Attack, with the notable exception of our time with Tony Stewart. We didn't get to the NBA today, and we'll pick that up tomorrow as we'll get you all caught up on everything that's gone on over the last couple of days in the NBA playoffs, first round action. And we'll do all of that tomorrow along with a whole lot more. But on the other side, we'll tie a bow around this Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You keep it where it is.
Here Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the coast. At Span 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. It's been all football today with the exception of Tony Stewart, who we'd like to thank for coming on board and talking for a little bit. And of course we want to thank Zach Berman as well, who covers everything Eagles for the Philadelphia Media Group, and gave us a lot of insight to the logic behind the trade, philosophy of the organization, what they plan to do going forward, and fan reaction as well. For the most part, it seems to be positive. They're optimistic that they're going to be able to get their quarterback of the future, their franchise guy long term, but an organization with a lot of holes, a lot of things to deal with, and whether or not they're able to accomplish what they look to do in the long term remains to be seen, you know, as they completely move on from the Chip Kelly era. And, you know, it's funny because as badly as it turned out for the organization with Chip Kelly, that seems to be a big part of the motivation right now with Philadelphia, is they literally want to rid themselves of any vestige of anything that's gone on with Chip Kelly. And I mean, I get it. But they're kind of moving out some groceries that maybe don't have an expiration date on them just yet. And I'm finding it interesting just the fact that Bozeman and Peterson, they just want to put their stamp on it, which I get. But in a division that certainly was up for grabs last year, you know, don't forget, it ended up being the Washington Redskins. They could be back in it quickly, I think, if they spent their money a little more judiciously elsewhere. we'll see how it plays out. They're committed. They've made the move. Draft day, we'll see which one they end up with. It looks like it's going to be Carson Wentz, but you never know. That's it for this edition of The Attack. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new spanking edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Make sure you stay tuned for all the terrific programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Don't forget Best of Byline, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, right here on the network. You never know what you're going to get. For Joe Spano and Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.